KMAN.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis producing things on the other side of the glass. And today is City Commission featured on In Focus, as it is every couple Tuesdays. We have Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson in studio with us here. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Brandon.
Morning. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. Glad to have you in here. Last time I spoke to you was before, before Memorial Day here, and I took a little vacation, came back, saw a lot of road construction going on here, and we have orange cones all over the place, don't we?
We do. We try to make up for those lower traffic counts in the summer and get as much done as we can before they get back up in August.
How would you say things are progressing so far?
You know, fortunately, I think we've had some drier weather, which has helped. So I think things are moving along fairly well. We got Vanesta Drive open yesterday. That'll help up in that area of town there because we've got Kimball shut down from Hudson down to Plymouth. That'll be closed for the summer, but I know a lot of the businesses there in Vanesta Village that certainly relied on some of that traffic going by Kimball are feeling that. So if that's an area that you frequented before the road closure, I'd encourage you to go back and visit it sometime and help them out this summer. And hopefully with Vanesta opening back up, that'll help increase that traffic a little bit because there was a detour route on Anderson. So a lot of traffic coming from Scenic and Kimball that is rerouting. So just to encourage folks to think about that and maybe go visit those businesses once again. But otherwise, I think things are going pretty well. Kimball's not a good corridor. Obviously, we've got major complete reconstruction of the roadway there between east of Seth Child intersection with Kimball, and that work is going well. They'll plan is to get those westbound lanes repaved. And they're making good progress there as far as getting that ready and set up for the asphalt that'll go down there. And then that once that gets done, they'll flip the traffic over on that new roadway and replace the other one. So that's that'll be all summer. They're going to try and get that done before school starts back up, and that'll probably be weather dependent. But so far, things I think are going fairly well. I just remind people in that stretch, those head-to-head traffic lanes are narrow on that eastbound side, and so it's a posted 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. So trying to go 40 through there, you're probably going to knock some cones over. So that's an area I just encourage you to slow down and take your time or maybe find a different route there. And so I know a lot of traffic's getting rerouted through some of the neighborhoods, and so just ask people to slow down while they're going through those residential areas. So the other work on Kimball at North Manhattan for eastbound traffic, that's closed off and some temporary signals, and that's an area you want to avoid certainly during rush hour if you can. And I know people are we don't have our normal sensors there; those are on timed lights, so you know certain times of the day you have to wait there a lot longer for that to turn. So just ask folks to be patient and slow down. Work's going well on Juliet, the Brick Street removal there from Points down to Osage. So that work is continuing well. We've got our crews working up by the high school on Sunset, and that road's closed. So a lot of work going on, a lot of maintenance to continue to do over the course of summer in several neighborhood areas, both in the Candlewood area as well. And I don't know if we've got back into Northview yet, but more work planned in the Northview residential area out in the Berry streets.
All right. Quite a bit. And, you know, as someone who's fairly new to the community, it's forced me to kind of learn some new routes to get home.
Right.
So.
And there, obviously, with all this work going on, there's some disruption. Some of the contractors will be using right-of-way and easements. So encourage people to know where those easements are so they can kind of keep an eye on that. And, you know, if something happens that they don't quite understand or they're displeased with, they can call into the city and we'll send somebody out there to look at it and to help explain it to them.
Absolutely. All right.
All right, very well. Well, you guys have a busy agenda here tonight. I guess we can get right into it here on the general agenda, starting with item A.
Sure, Brandon. We've got a couple of benefit district items that sometimes are just on consent, but these are ones that we've been working on. The first one is one we've been working at for several years. There's an area of town just to the west of 17th Street there in that Houston-Pierre area. We have about seven properties that have a spaghetti private sewer line system. There were no city mains that were extended into this area, and so the project is to form a benefit district to extend a public main and then allow those seven properties to connect to it. We've spent a lot of time acquiring easements for those public mains, and we bid it the first time a couple months ago and didn't have a bidder and any bidders, and then we bid it again just a few weeks ago and only had one bidder, and that bid exceeded the estimate and the petition amount. And so the item in front of the commission this evening, we are recommending proceeding with that. And then the original plan was a 50-50 benefit district maintenance project, so 50% being borne by the homeowners and 50% being borne by the city at large or the sewer fund, sanitary sewer fund. We have had backups as well as raw sewage flowing over the yard, so we've had sewer failures. We've repaired some of those, but we know more are imminent, so it's something we really need to take care of. The question in front of the commission tonight is, do they want to keep the 50-50 split with the higher amount, or do they want to change that parameter a little bit based on what the original estimates were and have one or the other absorb that overage? So that'll be the primary discussion on that particular item for this evening. The second item is a somewhat similar. It's not sanitary sewer, it's stormwater, and there was folks, about eight property owners that had tried to get a petition to line basically an unmaintained overgrown ditch that has had quite a bit of erosion issues with it. The ditch is lined below those properties, and so they were interested in helping participate again. That's a 50-50 matching program. They thought they had a majority, but they only ended up, they had about half of the folks that signed in favor of that, but it didn't represent half of the area, which the statute requires. So this is an issue to determine whether the commission wants to move forward and allow that benefit district to be established or not. And so a very kind of similar situation as to whether folks want to participate. That one's estimated to be about $65,000 in improvements total cost. The third item is to consider an agreement with USD 383, Manhattan School District, to share the costs of realigning the middle school recreation centers. When the original siting for those recreation centers was occurring, we didn't really know the status of the school expansion provisions. And so now those architects and contractors are on board. They've done some detailed design work, and one of the things they'd like to do is put the some new public restroom or new restrooms for the middle school, which also serves as a tornado shelter, in the wing that would be adjacent to the rec center and would also allow the rec center to be able to utilize those storm shelters if they needed to. But in order to do that, the rec center original profiles would have to be realigned and some regrading work done. And so that would be about $250,000 or $500,000 at each school site. And so the school district is proposing to split that cost of overage about on a 50-50 basis. So the total cost of the school for that would be $500,000. The total cost of the city would be $500,000. One of the things that we've indicated to the commission in our background information is that the sales tax proceeds for the quarter cent sales tax that supported that is running a pretty good clip ahead of the estimates, and would be projected to be able to cover that overage, or another option would be to make some reductions in the design elements of the facilities, or some combination thereof. So looking for some feedback from the commission on how they would like to pursue that aspect of it. I don't know, Mayor, if you had any comments.
Yeah, on the 17th Street sewer there, you know, in the original estimate, just some fuzzy math, I think each one of those seven properties would be paying somewhere around $95 a month for that improvement. And so if we kept the 50-50, it'd go up to about $120. So really the decision is, do we want to stick with the 50-50 with that increase to each one of the property owners, or do we want to enter into some other agreement? One of the suggestions was we keep that original amount to the homeowner the same, and the city bear the rest of the cost, that is the difference between those two cost estimates. On the resolution on the Smith Channel, that's just right down here from the radio station, not too far. And obviously, we have maintenance costs to consider because it's so overgrown. So part of that might be clearing it out, or, you know, we could decide just to leave it alone. But at any rate, it has to be maintained because the water has to flow to get to the hard surface culvert that is just, I guess, it constitutes about two-thirds of the structure. And, yeah, we've looked at the middle school alignment. I mean, it shifts most of the alignment, probably about 65 degrees, something like that, from the direction they were pointing. But it looks like it's reasonable. I mean, you know, having a storm shelter both for the kids during the day and then for anybody that might be in that facility in the evening or on the weekends is probably a reasonable thing to do. So from the safety standpoint, it probably makes sense. And I think the agreement was that it's up to that amount because you just never know what you're going to run into. But the max estimate was $500,000. Sometimes when you're doing land shaping and so on, it's a little easier than you estimate. You never want to estimate under, obviously.
Sure. Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back with more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S